Our first scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. And certainly the book of Philippians is one that has quite a bit to say about this subject of the communion of the saints, various aspects of that. Philippians 1. And in particular, in these verses, we get some idea of how the Apostle Paul regarded the saints. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Would you also turn, please, to Psalm 16? I'll read the first six verses. The text for the sermon is the first three verses of Psalm 16. After that, I'll read from Lord's Day 21. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in thee. I said to the Lord, thou art my Lord, I have no good besides thee. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their libations of blood, nor shall I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. Thou dost support my lot. The lions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. And then from the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 21 and question 55. So as I mentioned a little while ago, that we dealt with the nature of the Church, the Holy Catholic Church, last time, and now we deal with an aspect of the Church and its life, the communion of the saints, in question 55, and also, of course, in the Apostles' Creed. Question 55, what do you understand by the communion of saints? First, that believers, one and all, as members of this community, share in Christ and in all his treasures and gifts. Second, that each member should consider it his duty to use his gifts readily and cheerfully for the service and enrichment of the other members. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that our attending to the preaching of your word may not be from mere custom, from a mere sense of obligation, or even worse, that we would act as if we were listening while actually letting our minds wander off to dwell on other matters. Father, cause us to have our hearts in this act of worship, the hearing of your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.